Okay.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of The Bits. I'm Quinn.
I'm Claire. And we're missing our favorite special boy, Paulina. She is here. She is producing this episode for us, as she does all episodes. But she is in the background because it's actually a really big week for not just every Edmontonian.
Our toothless buddy.
Yeah, she is on her way to getting a new tooth. And we're not going to go into detail, but she is not talking so much.
She's a touch puffy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's and a not, good way to describe you right yeah. now. Puffy.
Puffy P.
Puffy P.
Yeah.
Oh, Puffy Polly.
But you know what? You make it look good, buddy.
You sure do.
We're going to have to post a picture now.
Yeah, she is in full Oilers gear.
And with her transitional lenses.
My producer look.
She's in her producer outfit, and I love it. So you're stuck with just Quinn and I, but we are
That sounds like a dream.
We are very excited.
Well, yeah, because the Edmonton Oilers have found themselves heading into game six after going down 3-0 in the Stanley Cup final.
Has anybody recovered from the emotional roller coaster of that game?
And I was saying, like, today, I was a walking zombie today, and I'm like, gosh, why am I so tired? I'm like, hey, lunatic, what have you been doing for the last 7 weeks?
Right.
You have been, like, pouring your heart and soul into a hockey team, going out every second night at the age of 42, which is not a good idea at the age of 42.
That's tough.
And so, yeah, it really makes sense as to why I am a literal walking zombie.
It does make sense. But so worth it. Like, I don't think I've ever felt the emotions I was feeling watching that game. The first goal, I jumped up and screamed. I've never done that in my house. Never. And I consider myself a very devout fan. I watch almost every game. I have never jumped up and cheered that loud.
The Connor Brown shorthanded goal?
Connor fucking Brown.
Yeah.
B, another shorty. And then C, just so quick into the game, it was just like, fuck yes.
Oh my God. Just setting the tone, a shorthanded goal, just breaking Florida's heart. So I have to say, this is where I come from. And so they're down 3-0. And Chris Knobloch has a quote saying that I cannot wait for the next 10 days with these men. And it was like he was speaking the facts of the, like, that this wasn't over. Like,
yeah, this
it was
is
like
what's coming.
He was just speaking what was factually about to happen, and is that they were going to be playing for another 10 days. And I feel like that has, like, trickled through not just the organization, but the city as well.
Definitely. And they're so steady Eddie about it. They're all like, you guys wait, you know, you wait, we'll show you. Like, that's the whole mentality, and it's badass, and it's so exciting because they're delivering. They just keep getting better, and it's so, so excited. And, like, what a massive shift. I went into game four being like, okay, you know what? I'm at peace coming into this game. I went through all the emotions, you know, I was in denial, and then I was angry, and then I was into acceptance, and I was at peace. You know what? If they come out and win game four, good for them. Good for you. You deserve it. Right?
Good for you.
And I was prepared mentally, as I would be sad, but I was prepared. And then that fucking team showed up and we were like, okay, they gave us a little bit of hope.
Yeah.
And then last game.
Yeah. Well, okay. Bit of hope. So, and my mentality going into game four, because I went to the game, and my mentality was, it's a win-win situation on Saturday. Either the Edmonton Oilers win or I get to see the Stanley Cup, which, yes, I've seen the Stanley Cup before. It is still a cool thing. It is one of the coolest trophies on earth. So that's excellent. So I kind of went in and I felt deflated because, to be quite frank, the Edmonton Oilers outplayed the Florida Panthers in games 1 and 3.
Definitely.
Sergei Bobrovsky was the difference.
Yeah.
And now we've broken Bob.
We've broken him. We have chipped away at that cement wall and we found a way to get through.
Yeah. It turns out on the right side is blocker side. Very good.
Blocker high.
Yeah.
And the only thing is, like, that I hadn't come to terms with was – and I'm still very nervous about for game six. The idea of Tkachuk raising the cup on our ice.
Ew. Makes Ew, me I never barf. Even thought of that. Ew, no, I hate you right now. Yeah, oh my God.
I can't believe you hadn't thought about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, well, now I'm like really nervous for Friday.
Yeah.
But I just think at this point, I think they're winning. Kevin Bieksa said it in the broadcast. The Florida Panthers are stagnant. They're plateauing and the Edmonton Oilers are continuing to get better.
Yeah.
And like, what a freaking thrill. And I just, it's hard to believe.
So we're all in agreement that we're all getting brown jerseys if we win the cup.
Connor Brown, Paulina, give us a yell.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're She's going for in. Connor Brown jerseys.
How can we not? This is such, like, all the storylines are so strong, but this one was the most unexpected.
I want every jersey of every special boy.
Yeah, every special boy jersey. We should make a special boy list.
Yeah.
In our next episode, let's make a special boy list. And we're going to talk about the highlights.
Our next episode, the Stanley Cup final, will be over. Either way.
Yeah.
Because game seven is on Monday.
I know. They're really packing it in. I'm supposed to be going on a group camping trip this weekend. And people are dropping like flies. And I get it. But I don't have tickets to the game. I've put it out to the universe that I want to go. And so I've said, like, we might be there for half the trip. Because I just feel good about my chances. However, in reality, I'm probably not going to the game. But the anxiety of possibly not getting a proper feed of the game is enough to make me not go.
Yeah, no, you can't.
No, I can't go.
Honestly, worst case, you just leave after.
The plan is early Saturday morning.
Yeah. That's also a bold take because, I mean, a couple of pops while you're watching the game.
I know.
Maybe an Arcadia brew of some sort.
Yeah. I love Arcadia.
Yep. So.
Okay. So also, I'm also fucking around with the idea of hitting the fan park because Paulina has come alive. Excuse me? The fan park?
I spent too much time there.
Yeah, she's actually a legend at the fan park.
She
might
is
actually,
well known.
They might have, if not a statue, they might have like a foam cutout of Paulina at the front.
A foam cutout. Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about, like the foam core.
Yeah, foam core, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe something a little stabler than foam.
Yeah, but you knew what I meant.
Oh my gosh, so now I want a foam cutout of Paulina because imagine putting it in the bathtub and seeing how big it would get.
Okay, we are thinking about different things. You're thinking about those little sea monsters. Oh, wow.
Well, it's like a gummy bear. You know how they put gummy bears in the water for a while and it becomes like a ginormous gummy bear? Have you seen that on TikTok?
No, that is not foam core, though. We're going to move on from that.
So you want to go to game six?
Yeah, are you taking applications?
I've already got a solid. It was some. Okay, so I got backed into a corner really badly with my tickets because
literally back you into a corner right now.
I invited my friend Angela, and then my brother announces that he's coming home. And so now I have to very awkwardly tell Angela that I do not have a ticket. And then I had also asked my friend Wanda.
Right.
I said no promises, but possibly like a game six. We'll see. And so then I had to make the call to her and tell her now that Angela's been bumped and Angela was asked first. So now Angela's in game six.
Ooh.
It was a tough go. I had a great time with my brother, but that was not how I wanted that to go.
Okay. So now, sorry, that was for game four?
That was for games 3 and 4.
So what's happening for game 6?
So game 6, Angela is coming now because she got bumped out of 3-4. And so now she's in 6. So I'm
going to
tell you, and this is going to make everybody... I hope she gets sick.
I said I hope she doesn't.
Oh.
That would be awful.
And then it would just be a fight to the death with the biddies.
I don't have a tooth. I should get to go.
Oh. Yeah. She's been to more games. I should get to go.
Oh boy. Okay. So anyways, I don't want to make everybody upset, but my tickets are $300 each.
I know. Can you believe it? I looked this morning. There was a lower bowl ticket going for, there's one for 6,000 each for two tickets.
So 12 grand.
Yeah. And then there were low seats going for $8,500 each. It was a set of four. $8,500 a piece.
Oh.
Upper bowl, the lowest I've seen today is $1,600 a ticket.
Well, and so that
that's
just
why
goes
I asked
to
you, what row are you? Because yeah, I was like, I know how much these cost. I am not paying that much.
Row 11 behind the net. The Oilers attack twice, obviously, not in the Sportsnet Club.
Under the air conditioner.
Under the air conditioning. So you got to suffer through that. But they are $300 each. So every single person who is selling their ticket for $1,600, $2,000 is making a monster profit.
But it's their fault. It's their fault that Cates is raising the prices because he's been watching
and seeing all the money that these people make.
Yep.
Oh, 100%. Okay, so I have two takes on the selling of tickets, especially in early rounds. Right now, I am going to say it. You are not much of a fan if you're selling your Stanley Cup final tickets. In what world is like $3,000 more important and more memorable than going to a Stanley Cup final game?
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Please do, because I'd love to hear how that is noodling around in people's minds.
I think it's cost recovery. So when you think of like those, especially those lower bowls, but the amount it's cost people for A, their season tickets went up, which you know, and yeah, then the Stanley Cup or the playoffs has each round is like
increasing.
So like for a regular, like not even overly, I mean, this sounds bad, but like not even the best of lower bowl tickets, you're in for $3,000 a game if you have two tickets. And that's going up. That's now even more right now. And so like $37,000 for the playoffs and $27,000 for your season tickets. Like people are like grappling with, how am I supposed to afford this? You know, yeah, like it's just skyrocketing. I mean, those numbers, don't quote me, but I'm not that far off because I've talked to quite a few people about it. You're experiencing it too. Like you sell one game and you're like, okay, well now I kind of
paid for the next game.
Well, not even just the next game, but like the last couple rounds, depending on the ticket and what you get for it. So it's kind of like Cates is being gougy, and so people are charging more for their tickets, but then they're selling, and then it's such a vicious cycle that's happening.
Yeah, and but I mean, and ticket prices are going to go up even higher next year.
I know, but
I get it. Like, I can understand the cost recovery. I can understand the cost recovery lower, and when your tickets are more expensive, it is just getting greedy if your tickets are $300 each and you are charging somebody $1,800.
I totally agree.
I just, like, again, like I've said it multiple times, I'm spending $900 on tickets in 10 days, which is a lot of money for a single gal.
Mm-hmm.
And I could make $3,000 selling one game. I will never remember that $3,000.
Yeah.
For the rest, like, I will never remember it. I will never forget going to Stanley Cup final games with my brother.
I can't imagine selling like game six.
Oh, yeah. I know, it's the most coveted ticket now.
I
and
could
like
see
there's
selling
just
game one to like offset some,
offset
costs,
some of the costs. Yeah. But yep, at this point, when your team has come back from 3-0 down and has a chance to force a game seven, and then even I can understand selling game four because you're like, well, what if they lose? Yeah. Like, I don't wanna, you know, and then
we
for
have
the
a
people
friend who was like, I can't be in the building for a sweep. I that's not why I bought my season tickets. I am not here for that. And I respect that.
Yeah, that's fair. But probably one of my favorite moments of the playoffs so far came in game four. Because
I've heard
it was
so many people say that's
black
the
screen,
best game they've ever been to.
Black screen. And then they put up Connor's quote. It's not, just keep cheering. It's not over until it's over. And that building absolutely fucking erupted because everybody knew the assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was bananas from then on in. And it was just the coolest moment because you could tell everybody took that second to like look at the quote and was like, we got you.
Yeah.
We got you.
And I think that's what's so cool about the whole vibe in Edmonton and across the country. I mean, just unreal stats on how many viewers are watching these games. And I think that's what's so exciting about it is, like, I don't know if anybody's like the real Edmonton fans. We haven't written them off. We even in game five or game four, we hadn't written them off.
Yeah.
And it's because they're so, like, calm and cool.
They've preached the belief. They've acted like it's fact. And this is the absolute, for the rest of time, the, if they pull this off, the absolute ultimate comeback story, because it started in October when they were awful and second last in the league in November.
So we do have a bit of a secret weapon, hey, on the, like, on the mindfulness side of things. You've heard of
Georgie?
Yeah. And, like, it's come up a few times. Mm-hmm. So what do you know about that, by the way?
Most of what I know is that he's just, like, one of the strongest mental coaches out there, and has been a complete game changer for a lot of those guys. So,
Okay. So one thing that we didn't finish was the predictions on who's going to be playing. So Shania, if any of you were following us on social media, and if you aren't, you should be, the Bits Yegg, at the Bits Yegg on Instagram. Paulina was fucking hilarious on Saturday. She showed up. She wanted to be front and center for Shania. And so she was dedicated. She's like, I am not risking any non-front row positioning. And so she showed up. She's like, you know what, guys? I got to be there really early. So I did a Bits chat. I was like, hey, girls, status update on Paulina. How's it going? I think it was like 9:30. No, I texted you at like 9, and then at like 9, just I was like, oh yeah, shit, I think she was going to go this early. And she's like, well, actually, I've been here since just after 8, and it's really good that I was here because, well, I was the first one here, actually.
And there's now just 6 people in line.
Oh my gosh.
It was like 4 people for a very long time.
4 people for a long time. And
there was a real sense of community.
Yeah, well, no kidding, because you're...
Well, Edmonton. That's just Edmonton personified.
And then Oilers Nation posted a picture of Oilers fans are starting to line up for Shania, which I thought, oh my God, everybody's so annoyed at Paulina right now because you're the, like, domino effect. It's like, well, shit, now I have to go early if I wanted a good spot because people are lining up. But I respect it because, Quinn, you might remember, Paulina's too young, lining up for, like, Our Lady Peace tickets at A&B Sound. Do you remember when we used to have to, like, line up to get tickets?
Yeah. Or Ticks on the Square.
Yes.
That was a classic lineup place for me.
A&B Sound girl.
Oh, Ticks on the Calgary Square. Trail. Oh, my gosh.
Remember that store?
Yeah, of course I do. And then A&B Sound for Boxing Day.
Yeah. I had a Shockwave from there on Boxing Day. A Shockwave Discman. Sweet. Anyway, I think who's obviously it gonna be?
I think the big question is that why have they not announced Nickelback yet?
I am so aligned with that. I want full fucking pyrotechnics, like what we saw at the Heritage Classic. I want nobody in the front row to have eyebrows after they have been here.
And like light it up further with another flyover.
Think the
pyro flyover. Like, if you're not running through a brick wall at that point,
yeah.
What the fuck are we all doing?
If you
here?
Are not the Kool-Aid man,
yeah.
After seeing that. No, I want like full West Edmonton Mall, Silver City, Cineplex Dragon.
Oh.
Pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
I want you to feel it on the heat.
Yeah, and because it's already going to be a warm day, 26 degrees. Let's fire that up to at least 35 with some Nickelback.
Oh, my God. And then the flyover. I get goosebumps every time. We were at the Elks game. They did a flyover. It was so awesome.
Yep.
And then an unexpected flyover when I was at the
Fan at the Park. Our Lady Peace.
Yeah, which was like,
yep.
Man, nothing gets people fired up like a flyover.
Nothing. On planet Earth. I don't know what... Okay, can we tell... What is it about CF-18s that fires... People like we were late to the Elks game, so you got to see the first flyover, and I was certain they were going to come back, and I left my line to get a beer because I was like, what if they come back? I need to see it. Like, I live for it.
The only thing I can think of is that it is directly tied to the success of Top Gun.
Actually, it's not a terrible call.
I can't put my finger on what it is, but whatever it is bottled up into Top Gun.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. And like the power of those machines. Oh,
and the sound. Like you feel it in your feet. It's fucking unbelievable.
But you see them coming, but you don't hear the sound for a while. And then it's
just... Oh, it's so cool. Oh, God. Give me Nickelback and give me F-18s and fucking shoot it into my veins. And a win.
And a W. Yep. All right. Well, that's the perfect recipe for Friday.
You're welcome. We figured it out.
Yeah. Not so perfect recipe on the WNBA court, though.
Oh, God, you guys, we got bad news. Did you see the Cameron Brink tragedy?
Okay. So I will tell you right now, I have dislocated both of my knees. One time
is that
my kneecap was up
walking?
My thigh. Well,
we just
it's falling, yeah.
We just, right now, you're not scared of walking.
I actually am quite an avid walker.
You're scared of falling while walking. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but I just had an aha moment. A little light bulb in Claire's brain flickered on.
Oh,
that's why
God.
You're scared.
Well, maybe like a little. I'm really nervous about hurting my knee. I'm nervous about hurting myself, period, ever. Like, ever.
I've never heard of a swimmer with knee problems.
Well, yeah, but then I played rugby and dislocated my knee. And That'll then I played soccer and my kneecap went up my thigh on the side.
Get out of
so
here.
And so knee injuries aren't my thing. I don't watch knee injuries if I know it's a knee injury. So I saw Cameron Brink down on the court. The next slide on Instagram was the video. And I immediately stopped it because I knew that I was not going to be able to handle it. So, Claire... Enlighten us.
Okay, so they were playing the Connecticut Sun, and you know what? It didn't look like a big foul or anything like that. She was in control of her body, and listen, long leg girl problems. And I think she took a weird step. I couldn't really watch it too many times either. I think I watched it twice, but it was like a split second. And it wasn't even like a... You're making a face, and that is the face for sure. But it wasn't like when something really gross is noticeably gross. It wasn't that. It was just like, oh, shit, that didn't look good.
Well, when a knee goes the wrong way, it's gross to me.
It went
There's
sideways.
There's just no recovering. Oh!
Yeah. No. But I mean, like, she stepped, and it just, like, kind of a buckle. But anyway, what a badass, though. Like, her response in the media has just been, you know, this is see you later, not goodbye, essentially. And her quote, I will not be derailed and I will continue to love this life. Like, she's just so grateful for all of her privilege and all of her opportunities. And she's not going anywhere. But I will say, we're going to miss her big time.
What we're really going to miss is the runway looks.
Oh,
like,
she
gives
it.
Before every game.
Yeah.
And... She is hot as hell.
Yeah.
Long, leggy, blonde. Like, it just doesn't really get a whole lot better.
Yeah.
But then on top of it, just feeding stylish.
But so down to earth. Like, there was one video I saw of, like, oh, who are you wearing? She's like, well, this is my mom's. And
oh, God, like, oh, I live for that.
It's so good. Yeah, she's...
Oh.
She's
This also
be
means no Olympics.
Oh,
I just thought of that right now.
Does that mean?
Well, she was playing for the 3x3, so I don't know if Caitlin would play 3x3.
Right. I think she's going to play whatever they give her. But
yeah,
you never know.
Okay. We're winding down on time here. Cameron, we love you. We're going to miss you.
Ugh.
Recover. And you know what? If you want, we can send you some beer, girl, because we got some beer coming.
Yeah, you can kick back. Elevate, rest, ice, and we're going to shoot you over some peach power sour.
Power sour, power sour, power sour, sour.
To keep you up in your spirits.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we are super excited. Arcadia Brewing posted the visual of our upcoming collaboration Peach Sour, which is going to be ready to go for Game 7. It's not available to purchase yet, but it's coming. And we're just going to put it out there. Save the date. We're working on a launch party for July 4th.
We're about 90% sure on that date.
Follow us on Instagram if you're not already, because we would love to see you at our beer launch party. How exciting is that?
Yes. Thank you, Arcadia Brewing. We are so incredibly excited. The Peach Power Sour. It's going to be the hottest drink of the summer.
Coolest. Most refreshing.
The most refreshing drink of the summer.
It's not
You're going
to
be able to find it in a lot of places. I'm going to convince the Shamrock Curling Club to get it on.
Yeah. We're probably going to throw it at Kelly's Pub until they accept it.
Yeah. We're going to just maybe bring in our own and say, we're not going to stop.
Yeah.
Until you get some that we can buy from you.
Yep.
I think that that's an excellent plan. But yes, thank you to Darren at Arcadia Brewing. We're incredibly excited.
The
and we're
one and only Eric Brewer.
And in the one hearts. And only Eric
Brewer.
Brewer the Brewer.
So good.
Doesn't no relation, to nothing Eric to Brewer. Eric Brewer, the former Edmonton Oiler that I wanted to marry.
On that note, good luck, team. We love you. Stay focused and
we'll see you on the other side of the Stanley Cup final.
We'll see you on another time. Paulina, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. Thank you for listening to The Bits. You can follow us at The Bits Yeg on Instagram and subscribe, tell your friends. You can find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.